The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they going up into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and having fulfilled the days, when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey and sought him among their kinsfolks and acquaintance. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and man. Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. These words are taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, yesterday we celebrated the great feast day of the Epiphany. St. Matthew records in his gospel the arrival of the Magi in Jerusalem and in Bethlehem. The evangelist says that during the reign of Herod, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. These men had seen the magnificent star which foretold the coming of the Messiah, and they followed it in search of their newborn king. Thus, upon arriving in Jerusalem, the wise men asked where the newborn king of the Jews might be found, for you see, the star they had been following had faded from their sight. They wanted to find the newborn king so that they might adore him and present him with gifts. Now, upon hearing of the news, the new king of the Jews, Herod and all Jerusalem were troubled. King Herod was a foreigner. He was not a rightful heir to the throne. His only claim to the throne was the benevolence of Caesar Augustus. And thus, in order to keep his throne, he had to practice excessive cruelty and even murder. For Herod, being a foreigner and not having a true claim to the throne of Israel, feared and despised anyone who had such a claim. It was for this reason that he murdered his wife and children, who were descendants of the Maccabees and rightful heirs to the throne. Therefore, when Herod heard there was one who, by birth, was king of the Jews, he was filled with fear lest his authority should be overthrown. He saw this child as a threat to his kingdom. And so he assembled together all the chief priests and scribes in order that he might question them as to who this king was and where and when he would be born. The priests and scribes researched the prophecies of the Old Testament, and they found the answer. They quoted the Old Testament prophecy, which told that the one who was to rule Israel would be born in Bethlehem, in the land of Judah. Herod, therefore, sent the wise men into Bethlehem. But first he carefully asked when the star had first appeared to them. He then said to them in a cunning fashion, "Go and diligently inquire after the child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I also may come and adore him." But really, as we all know, Herod did not want to adore this new king. He was merely using the wise men in order that he might murder the new king. And this we know from the subsequent slaughter of the holy innocents. But the wise men left Herod and went their way. Once again, the star which they had seen in the east went before them. And seeing the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They followed the star, and it stood over where the child was. Arriving there, they found the child with Mary, his mother, and Saint Joseph, and they fell to their knees and adored him. They also presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But before they left, they received an answer in sleep that they should not return to Herod. For Herod, as I mentioned, sought the life of the child. They therefore went back another way into their country. When Herod realized he was deceived, in a fit of rage, he ordered all children under the age of 2 in Jerusalem and the surrounding areas to be killed. He would have no rivalry to his throne. Before Herod's henchmen could destroy the life of the newborn king, an angel appeared in a dream to Saint Joseph. The angel informed Saint Joseph that Herod sought the life of the child and that the Holy Family was to flee to Egypt. Now, there is a pious legend that when the Holy Family fled, they had gone some distance when they came to a field where a man was sowing wheat. The Blessed Virgin Mary said to the farmer, "If any man shall ask you whether we have passed this way, you shall answer, 'Such persons passed this way when I was sowing this wheat.'" That night, the wheat miraculously sprang up into the stalk, blade, and ear, and thus it was ready to be harvested. The next morning, the soldiers of Herod appeared and asked the farmer, "Have you seen a man with a woman and a child traveling this way?" And a man who was now reaping his harvest of wheat replied, "Yes." And they asked, "How long ago was it?" And the farmer replied, "When I was sowing this wheat." Then his soldiers turned back and left off pursuing the Holy Family. My dear faithful, although this story of the farmer is only a pious legend, it certainly illustrates God's providence and protection. All too often, many people needlessly worry about the future when they should have more trust in divine providence. Let them do the best they can and leave the rest to God, who cares for them. This is divine providence. God watches over us with a loving care, and nothing happens without His will or His permission. As our Lord Himself said in His Sermon on the Mount, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And He asks, are not you of much more value than they?" In other words, if God watches over even the humblest and lowest of His creatures, will He not watch over us for whom He came to save? My dear friends, like the three wise men who journeyed a great distance in search of the Christ child, we are on a journey to save our souls. As the Holy Family faced the danger of persecution and death and had to flee for their safety and for the life of the child, so also will we in our journey of life encounter many dangers and perils, both physically and spiritually. But we must have that same trust in divine providence to persevere. My dear faithful, even in the face of trial and temptation, have confidence in God's mercy and His providence. But with that trust, you must also be practical. You must have trust and confidence in divine providence, but you must also do your part. Considering that we live in a time where the devil seems to be waging an all-out war to destroy souls, you need to be vigilant against his deceits, for Satan and his henchmen appear to be gaining ground. Thus, you must be constant in prayer, your morning and night prayers, your daily rosary, and momentarily lifting your mind and heart to God throughout the day. You must also avoid and remove the occasions of sin. Parents especially have to be vigilant in this regard. Not only do you have the obligation to know where your children are at all times, but more importantly, you have to know who their friends are, who they associate with. They have to have good friends with Catholic morals. Parents also have to monitor their children, and this includes supervising their use of the computer. While the internet can be very useful, it is, without exaggeration, the most useful tool the devil uses in the destruction of souls. Therefore, parents must be on guard for their own sake and especially for the sake of the children. My dear friends, do not take these words lightly. For if you do, you and your children stand in peril of losing your faith and your soul. Confidence in God's goodness, devotion to prayer, obeying the commandments, avoiding the occasions of sin, and vigilance are the trademarks of a good Catholic family. Just as divine providence led the three wise men to the Christ child, and just as divine providence protected the Holy Family from peril, so will God's providence lead us through the dangers of this valley of tears. But as I mentioned, we must do our part. We must be faithful to our Catholic faith and trust in God's goodness and providence. He will provide in our time of need. We will suffer trial and temptation, but he gives us no cross heavier than we can handle. And he wants us to ask for help. In the time of temptation, turn to the Holy Family and ask for their assistance. Pray the names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to help you ward off temptation. May the faith of the three wise men strengthen us in our faith, and may their confidence in divine providence animate us in the practice of our faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.